morning.
Good morning. I brought you some Girl Scout cookies, a box for each of you. That's the time of the year, so had an opportunity to meet a troop last night at City Hall, and they brought some cookies. Of course, I paid for them, so I just don't want anybody to think that they were given to me, but I wanted to give them to you guys and tell everybody, hey, it's that time of year, support the troops.
Now, is it $4 a box? Is that where they're at right now?
I think
now?
It's anywhere from 4 to 5.
Okay, and I see Craig, he gave you the Thin Mints, so apparently you got some in with the mayor here.
What do you have over
there? I've got the Caramel Delights, or as they are known as the Samoas as well.
Well, we can swap out if you like.
I have people that I know that like Samoas, including our own Matt Douglas back at the station there as well. But, yeah, probably the top two when it comes to Girl Scout cookies. So it is Girl Scout cookie times, and you can find them all over the place.
Yeah. Mix them with some pellets from the with the birds.
A little bit of the yogurt as well. Of course, here we are in the Miller Nature Preserve inside a greenhouse. It's been a while since you've probably been inside of a greenhouse, I suppose. Huh?
You know, I stop by, visit my brother every once in a while. I try to get through there once a week. They had the wind damage when the wind came through. There was some glass that was blown out. Got it fixed yesterday, ready for this storm. So, as I said, you go into a greenhouse, there's nothing like it. You know, I don't care how depressed you are or whatever, you get some sunshine, and it's you feel how warm it is in here today. So right. It's really nice to be in here.
Something about the plants or something as well. They kind of add just something to the air or just to your atmosphere, too. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. I think it's all of those things. So that's what made it difficult for me to leave that. To come and be mayor, but I've certainly enjoyed my time here as mayor.
You can
mayor.
Put a plant in your office, right? You must have at least some good sunlight somewhere in there as well.
Yeah, you can always replace them, so I don't even have to have a green thumb to be in there.
We had a woman on yesterday, only for you. She comes in and she does that sort of a thing, kind of puts in, sets up displays or in different businesses as well. So it's interesting how people can kind of bring the plants indoors as well. So what's happening outdoors in Avon? We got the snow going on today, but what are some of the things on your mind in the city these days?
You know, just getting ready. I will say our street crew did a great job again. You know, here we talked yesterday in terms of if it was too much of a storm, would I still be here or whatever? And, you know, people can see that our guys were out all night, started about 7 o'clock last evening and have been out all the way through. So I'm appreciative of what they do. But, you know, the big things coming in Avon is just getting ready for, you know, this spring. We've got some road repairs and some things we're trying to do with our infrastructure, and we think those are all positives. And then, you know, like I said, with the development, we've had that big blast that comes through, and I think there's been a little lull. We have Duluth Trading that's going to come in this spring or summer. And we got other things that are in the pipeline but haven't been announced yet, so we're excited about this year that's coming.
Did you say Duluth Trading?
Yes.
Which is what?
It's kind of a sporting goods, but I think they're known for their
commercials for their underwear. Yeah. Craig, that's all I'm going to say. You want to Google? You want to look at it? They just give you more room. Let's just put it that
really?
Way. Yeah, they don't bind you. That is in other clothing as well. And that's their little.
Yeah. Their other thing, their big other thing is their plumber's crack. Everybody hears about that. They have shirts that will cover that. So, you know, I'm not saying the Thin Mints won't work for you, but in case that you eat too
extra,
many.
Craig, extra long shirt tails for you as well.
That's what I'm all about.
See, I'm telling you, you'll be the first in line there as well. Ribbon cutting anytime soon, you'll be there for that.
And where will this be?
This will be over there by Cabela's. It'll be just a little bit farther to the east there.
Okay. So the Cabela's, that's been bringing, you know, that's it's open, it's out there, people have come through, have been through a holiday season, so that's been bringing a lot of folks into Avon.
It's everything we thought it would be, and it's got a great location because it's on the other side of the highway, so you still have your residential on the south side, and on the north side we're still developing.
Let's talk about some other, you mentioned road projects for this coming year. What are some of the major ones?
We've got some that we're repaving portions of Nagel Road. There was a section that we didn't get to at this point that's going south. We're also looking at even north of Detroit Road on Nagel. We're getting ready to go into construction of that the next year. The biggest thing that we've got really coming is the roundabout that's going to partnership with North Ridgeville and ourselves, something that hasn't been a lot in terms of communities working together. But this is one that everybody knows when you drive down 83 and you get to Mills Road, you know, once the traffic starts to bottleneck up there, back up, it's just almost impossible to get through that one with the help of our OPWC money that comes in, that's part grant money and part, you know, money between the two cities. We're going to get that done this year.
I know you talked about it starting maybe in August. Is that still on track?
Yes. Yep. All the information has been given in, and we've got approval for it. So we're moving forward. Now it's going to start to get to the push to be ready to go in August.
It seems like more and more land is being developed as well along Learnagle there, north of Detroit, and you have another little road going in there. Is it Middleton?
Yes.
What's happening in that area?
That's just starting to develop. It still doesn't connect to the other Middleton that's off of Jaycox. At some point that'll connect, but in terms of this next year or so, it's not going to, till development happens, that road will kind of stay, kind of a dead end right now.
A couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, I believe it was, you opened the new aquatic facility.
Yes.
Things going well?
Things are going great there. We've had the response from the residents have been great. We're also going to put in an inclusive playground area that's going to go over there. It's going to start this next year, and that's going to be a huge asset to that area. And I think the even surrounding communities that want to bring their children up to have an area that's really a great play area. We're going to have some quiet space over there that the children go through and read, and we're looking to put some hammocks and even some like bird nest things for kids to play around in.
Another item some people have been concerned about for a number of years has been flooding or water flow through the community. Can you give us an update?
Our streets department, and Tim Lozier heads that up for us, has gone through and on a lot of the creek areas, and that we've opened up areas that over the years either farmers or people have gone through there. And right over here by the nature preserve, there was an area where the farmer would drive down one side and come up the other side. Well, the parks got that area, so we went back through and cleared that out. So there was a choke point right there as we got the big storms. You had areas go through there. We're also cleaning other waterways and getting prepared. A lot of times your problems are when a tree falls in there, you can't get to it quick enough to get it out of there, and it backs everything up. So, we're working through all those things now.
Okay. You mentioned the mayors are getting together this week, right?
Yeah, Thursday. State of the cities. We have Sheffield Lake, Avon Lake, and myself here in Avon.
Can you give us a quick preview of what you're going to say, or maybe one of the major highlights?
That's all a secret. I will tell you that the partnership and the relationship that all four of us mayors have are really good, and I enjoy my time with them. So I think that anybody that goes out there will see that we have a good time together, but we're also, in each of our own cities, try to work as hard as we can for our cities, but also work together.
Who goes first?
I think I came in, I was the rookie, so I was always kind of like just wherever I fell, and I know that Mayor Hunter always likes to be last, and he always likes to say he's the heart of Lorain County, so we always have to tease him about that.
See, he wants the bat cleanup because he wants to be able to see or, get that last at bat to see how everything else is shaping out, just to add a little more for his community as well. I thought maybe they go alphabetical. I was wondering as well, because everybody, you have similar things, but yet different concerns, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Things to say about your communities. But it is the strength of that region, really, that kind of helps propel each of you.
Yeah. I think the camaraderie between the different mayors and realizing that we all benefit from one another, that really kind of makes it a little bit special. It's like, I know if Sheffield is doing well, Avon's it's going to benefit Avon. Avon Lake is doing well, it benefits Avon. And so I think we all realize that the more we can work together and help each other, the better it is for our own community.
Because a lot of times people driving through sort of sometimes think it's all one big cluster. They don't know if they've got off into Avon or a part of Sheffield or if they're now into the next community. So what one does affects the other, too.
Yeah, sometimes it is a cluster, though. So we try to work through all those
things. Yeah, I guess so as well. Well, we appreciate you coming in and bringing the Samoas and the Thin Mints. Craig, it'll go with some coffee that we got from Barry Bagels that we got this morning. But we appreciate you coming in and sharing a bit of your time. We weren't sure how this was going to work today because of this weather, but everything seems to be going so far okay.
Yeah, if we can get your equipment fixed, you'll be fine. You can hear yourself talking.
We'll be doing okay. We just keep going through. And I have yet to hear anything from our friend Echo. Maybe that's what it was. Yesterday, he was all about us yesterday. Now we thought, radio, I've been. Did you hear that?
He
imitates a phone. I like the way that's a pretty clever bird.
Echo's got his own phone.
Oh, actually. Mayor, thanks for coming in.
That might be too many pellets for him.
I think so, too.
All right, have a great
day. We've got coming up the superintendent of schools.